Hey, what's up, friends? How's it? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Chaf Beis, Daf 22 of Masechet Sukkah. Daf 22 is an interesting Daf. The good thing about it is it's not like that hard. I mean, it's still talking about Lavud and like those kinds of things, but I feel like this one kind of moves. I guess we'll find out. But we start with a new Mishnah that talks about a Sukkah Miduvleles. A sukkah that's miduvleles. We're going to have to explain what miduvleles is. It's going to be a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. And then basically from Shmuel, we get into the sugya of Chavit Rami. It's like this interesting sugya that we'll get to soon. We'll see an interesting machlokas about Lavud, actually. I'm pretty sure that we've seen everything on this daf before in Erevin and stuff. But we're going to see a machlokas about, is Lavud actually 3 tvachim or 4 tvachim? It's a machlokas that we've seen before. Other interesting inyanim. Let's get started with Daf Chav Beis. Here we go. Daf Chav Beis says the Mishnah at the top of the Daf. Sukkah meduvleles v'shatzilosim u'b'mechamos aksherim. Okay, fine. This is going to be really the main sugya of today's Daf, is trying to understand exactly what this means. So I don't even know how to translate it right now, because you can't really translate it without the machlokas. But basically, a sugya that's meduvleles, we're going to have to explain what meduvleles is. And also a sukkah that has more shade than sun. Now, the interesting thing is, I don't understand this as well. So let's go weiter, shtickle, it's ksher, fine. Again, the Gemara is going to give us that explanation over here. Hamuvak min bayis, if the schach is so thick that it's like your house, meaning it's kosher schach, it's just very thick. Afalpishein akuchovim nirin mitoch ksher, even though you can't see the stars through it, it's fine, it's no problem. Meaning kosher schach, using bamboo or something like that, and you really layer it on. Seder, what do you want me to tell you? Although the Gemara is going to qualify that statement as well. It says the Gemara, my meduvleles. What is a sukkah meduvleles? As everybody's been wondering for the past 3 minutes, maybe two. Omer Rav, sukkah aniya, ushmol omer, kone olive, kone yored. Boom. So Rav says that a sukkah that's meduvleles is a poor sukkah. A nebuchdikr sukkah. That the schach, while the shade is still more than the sun, right? It's kosher, but there's like patches of, you know, there's never quite 3 tvachim without schach, but, you know, there's like multiple spaces where there's, you know, shtickel air and space, and thin. You know, schach is kind of thin, patchy in certain spaces. But nonetheless, you know, there's no place that has space that's more than 3 tvachim, and ultimately there's net more schach, you know, shade than there is sun. So it's technically speaking, it's kosher, but it's pretty thin. It's pretty sparsely schacht, relatively speaking. Where Shmuel says, kone olev, kone yored, what a sukkah meduvleles is that you got, you know, imagine like, I don't know, your schach, you got, let's say it's like, right, we said schach that's already like 3 tvachim wide is already a shilas. So let's say it's 2 tvachim wide. So you have these planks that are 2 tvachim wide, kosher schach. You got one going up, one down, one up, one down. You know, almost like, imagine like a loom or something that you're weaving. You kind of, you know, lift one up and the other one down. I don't know if that was a good example, but I don't know. What's an example of something up and down? I don't know. This is like Erevin stuff. It's hard to explain. What do you want me to tell you? Like, what do you want me to tell you? You got 50% of the schach on this level, and then a little bit higher up is the other 50% of the schach, but like 1, 1, 1, 1. That a good explanation? Enough for I could go weiter at least? Thank you. Let's go weiter. So, fine. Rav Tani Chada v'Shmuel Tani Tarte. So Rav says that when the Mishnah says Sukkah meduvleles v'shatzilosim u'b'mechamosa, that's talking about the same thing. Where Shmuel says that it's 2 different sugyas. Rav Tani Chada, Rav says it's all talking about the same thing. Sukkah meduvleles, my meduvleles, meduldeles. So Rav says, what's a sukkah meduvleles? It's a sukkah that's meduldeles, that's sort of sparsely schacht, but nonetheless, shetzilosim u'b'mechamosa ksher. As long as there's more shade than there is sun, so beseder. That's Rav's opinion. So it's all the same thing. So when it says Sukkah Meduv Leles V'Shatzilas Muv Mechamas, it's not two different inyanim. It's one inyan. It's saying a Sukkah that's sparsely schacht, as long as the there is more shade than sun, so b'seder. Ushmuel Tani Tarte. Shmuel says that no, those are two separate sugyas. My Meduv Leles Mivul Beles V'Tarte Katani. What is Meduv Leles? It's a sukkah that is kind of mixed up. Mivul Beles, mixed up. You got 50% up, 50% down. Sukkah Mivul Beles V'Tarte Katani. It's teaching two separate inyanim. The first one is Sukkah Mivul Beles Kshera. The first thing that the Mishnah is saying is that if you have a sukkah where the schach is one up, one down, one up, one down, so it's Kshera, no problem. V'Shatzilasa Muba Mechamasa Kshera. And additionally, as long as, you know, meaning a sukkah where that has more shade than that sun is also a kosher sukkah. Okay, so two separate halachas according to Shmuel. Right, one is that you can have one up, one down. The other one is that a sukkah that has more shade than sun is a kosher sukkah. Amr Abai, says Abai, Lushanu Ela, She'ein Ben Zelo Zesh Lo Shetfachim. Says Abai that when Shmuel says that you can have one up, one down, one up, one down, so that is only as long as between the higher and lower levels of the schach is less than three tfachim. Because we'll say lavur and we'll say it's all basically considered like on the same level. Aval, yesh ben zeh lezeh gimel tfachim psula. But, says Abaye, if there is more than three tfachim, well, at least three tfachim, between the two levels, well, then you can no longer say lavur. And therefore, there are two separate levels of schach, and now already it's going to be possible, right? They're right. You got one up, one down, one up, one down, one up, one down, and they're like more than three tefachim away from each other. Too far. Fine. Omar Rove, and says Rove, afilu yesh ben zeh lezeh shlosha tefachim. Nami says Rove, look, it could taka even work if between the two levels of schach there is three plus tefachim of space. The only time that we say that it's going to be possible is if the higher level of schach is less than a tefach. But if the upper level is a tefach, so then we'll say chavot rami. What does this mean? Says Rava that we have two layers of schach, right? So I was giving an example where each board was two tefachim wide. Okay, fine. So says Rava, look, as long as that's correct, that each board is two tefachim wide, so you have one board on the lower level that's two tefachim wide, and then the next board is two tefachim wide, and it's on the higher level, then the lower level is two tefachim, higher level two tefachim, lower level two tefachim, higher level two tefachim, lower level two tefachim, higher level two tefachim. Right? You keep on going like this until you get to the end of the sukkah, Seder. So, since each board is two tefachim, really, each board really is, the important part is that it's more than a tefach, or, right, it's a tefach or more. So we could say chavot rami, which means that you throw it down, right? Hashbel v'hashlech, says Rashi. You lower it down. You can view it as if they're all on the same level, right? Meaning there are two separate levels, the lower level and the upper level. You can kind of sandwich them and smush them together and view them now that they're all just one level. That's what chavot rami is, and that can be even if it's more than three tefachim. It could be however many tefachim you want. If it's higher than 20 amos, then this can be a problem. But, you know, assuming that it's within the appropriate range, you could just view it as if it's smushed together, right? Throw down the higher level and smush it into the bottom level, and you have one, you know, solid surface of schach. However, if the upper level is not two tefachim, or, you know, really, two tefachim is arbitrary, I made that up, but, you know, one tefach is really the important thing. So truth is, instead of using two tefachim, I should just using one tefach. But anyways, if the upper level is less than a tefach, right? So I'm going to keep the same example just because that's what we're working with. So two tefachim, right? So you have the lower level, each plank is two tefachim. But on the upper level, each plank is less than a tefach. Well, if the upper level, each plank is less than a tefach, you cannot say chavot rami. We cannot squish down and consolidate the upper level and the lower level. And because we don't do that, so then they're kind of like two separate levels, and, you know, there's kind of 50-50, and it's kind of a problem. Beseda. So again, Amar Rava says, Rava, afilu yesh ben zeh lezeh shlosha tefachim, even if there are three tefachim between the two levels. Nami lo amarin, we only said it's possible el she'en begago tefach, only if on the upper level each board is less than a tefach wide. Avo yesh begago tefach, if on the upper level each board is a tefach wide, well then kshera, the sukkah is kosher. Darmin and chavod rami, we just say that we lower down the upper level to make it even with the lower. We view it as though we lower down the upper level to make it even with the lower level, and now you have just a solid level of schach. All good. Weiter. Amar Rava, says Rava. Mina aminala, says Rava. And how do I know this? So of course, Mishnah from Olos. Where else? Mina aminala d'chi iz bei tefach aminun chavot rami, v'chilez bei lo aminun chavot rami. How do I know that when there is a tefach on the upper level, we could say that we view it as though we lower it, v'chilez bei, and when there is no tefach on the upper level, you know, when these boards are less than a tefach wide on the upper level, lo aminun chavot rami, we don't say that we lower it down. Man, we've gotten to some madrega if, like, you know, it's like, oh, it's a Mishnah in Olos. Okay, but it's this one's manageable. Okay, I feel like in normal times, like any Mishnah in Olos would be like, uh-oh, what's going on here? Now it's like, oh, okay, they're like, yeah, I know, but like, whatever, this one's okay. Akoponim. I don't know what I'm saying. Let's go weiter. So, Ditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Olos, Koros Abayis Ve'aliyah. Okay, if you have beams of a house and then like beams of a house on top of that, she'en aleh ma'zeva, that they don't have plaster on it, whatever, that's not super important, the plaster part. Ve'michuvanos, and they're aligned, tuma tachas achas me'en tachtea tome, ben atachtone la'yona b'ne'en tome, agabe la'yona kenegdena l'rikia tome. Let's talk about this for a second. So let's say you have a two-story house and it's like under construction and they haven't like built the, you know, ceiling of the ground floor yet, or like it's still mamish, just the frame. So what happens? So it's two stories, and the first story, the roof is just kind of like beams. Okay, so if you have, you know, imagine like our sukkah basically that we're describing, right? Meaning it's got schach. So we were describing like one board up, one board down, one up, one down, one up, one down. What if you shift the upper level, let's say slightly, so that now the two levels are parallel? So you basically have two levels of beams and they're mamish parallel, and then there's space in between each sort of beam parallel thing, if that makes sense. Well, it better. Anyways, so you have this house, okay? So you have one layer of like parallel beams, and then the next story has its own layer of parallel beams, okay? And they are mamish in line with each other. So, right, they're mamish one on top of the other. So in that case, if you have a kezias of the flesh of a corpse under the one of the lower beams, so then it creates an ohel between the ground and that first beam. However, once on top of that first beam is going to be tahor because the beam creates an ohel and contains the tumah. If the flesh is on top of the first beam, so then between the first beam and the second beam is going to be tameh. If the flesh is on top of the top beam, where there's no beam on top of it, it just goes up to the shamayim, up to the heavens. So let's read that again. Koros abayis v'aliyah. So if you have these beams of the house as well as the second floor, she'ena lema zeva, they don't have any plaster on them. The point is just that you don't have the actual ceiling built yet. V'hein mechuvanos, and the two layers of beams are aligned. Tuma tachas achas mein. So if you have a kezias of the flesh of a corpse under one of the beams, well then tachtea tome. Well, under that beam is going to be tame. Ben atachtona le'alyona, if the flesh is between the first level of beams and the second level of beams, well then benein tame. Well then between the first layer and level and the second level is going to be tame. Agabe alyona, if the flesh is on top of the second level of the beam, that there's no other beams on top of it, kineg da'alarekia tame, well then up until the heavens is going to be tame, because there's nothing containing the tuma. Hayuha elyonos kiven atachtonos. Now, if it's a situation like in our Mishnah, where they're not in line with each other, rather they are scattered. So you got one up, one down, one up, one down, one up, one down, and they're like in our Mishnah, like, you know, in between each other. So, you know, if theoretically you would like squash them down, it would actually be a straight sir, you know, it would cover the whole area. So tumatachas kulan tame. Algabeim kinegdan adarakia tame. Okay. So wait, did I skip something? Binatach, where am I? Wow. Okay. Yeah, but whatever. Yeah, I don't think I skipped anything. Anyways, if the two levels of beams are actually, you know, not in parallel, not in line with each other, but actually, you know, I don't know, like, the second level is like in the spaces of the first level, if that makes sense. So then we, you know, basically that if you would squish them down, it's like a straight layer of like ceiling. So then in that case, we say that, well, if there's flesh on the ground, well, then we view it as though like there's a straight ohel in the entire sort of first level because it's all, there's like a ceiling basically. And if there is flesh on top of the beams, well, then it just goes up to the heavens because it's considered like it's above the ceiling. Okay? And we taught about it. When do we say this? That is when each beam is a tefach and the space between each beam is a tefach. But if the space between these beams slash the second level of beams, if they're less than a tefach, well then, tuma tachas achas mayan, if there's tuma underneath if there's tuma like under one of the beams, well then, tachtea tame, so under that beam is going to be tame, but beinein v'algabein tahor, but between the first level and the second level, and also, you know, on top of that is going to be tahor. All of that is to say that when the second level is a tefach, we could say we squish it down. But if the second level is not a tefach, we don't say that it's squished down, in which case it's not one roof, it's just, you know, individual beams. Well, there you have it. That when the second level is a tefach, we could say chavot rami, and we view it as if it's like squashed together. Yosef of Kahana v'ka'amr lo ha'shmaita. So if Kahana was sitting and he was saying over this sugya that we're learning about Chavat Rami, Amr lo Rav Ashi lo Kahana, and Rav Ashi then says to Rav Kahana, v'chol eicha deleiz bei tefach lo amin in Chavat Rami? Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, wait a second. So you're telling me that if the second level is less than a tefach, we no longer say Chavat Rami? V'yal Tanya. But we learn in a braisa, says Rav Ashi. If you have a kora in a mavoi that goes from one wall but doesn't quite reach the second wall, or you have two koras coming out of the walls and they don't quite meet in the middle, if it's less than three tfachim, well then beseder, you don't have to bring an alternative beam, because we'll say lavud. If there's three tefachim, then we can't say lavud. You'll have to bring an additional beam and, you know, make sure that everything's taken care of. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, pachos me'arba, ain't tzarech lavi kora acheres, that you actually have up to four tefachim. Arba, tzarech lavi kora acheres, but if you have four tefachim, then you have to bring another beam, because we can no longer say lavud. Very interesting. So we see taka the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that lavud is four tefachim the ma'isa. Okay, very interesting. V'chein shtei koras amat imos. Also, what happens if you have two koras right next to each other? Lo bazo kedei lekabel ariach, v'lo bazo kedei lekabel ariach. Now we say that a kora needs to be a tefach wide. Do you guys remember that? A lechi, I believe, could be any. Size, but a kora needs to be a tefach wide. And how come? Because it has to be able to receive half of a brick. Half of a brick, lemaisa. A brick is three tefachim wide, And the korah needs to be able to, you have to be able to balance half of a brick, 1.5 tefachim, on this korah. And as long as the korah is 1 tefach wide, you could put a 1.5 tefach brick on, you know, sort of half of a brick on it. Givaldik. Now, what if the korah was not a tefach wide? Let's say it was half a tefach wide. But right next to it, you have another korah, which is also half a tefach wide. So lemaise, together, it's a tefach. So, v'chen shtei korahs hamatimos, if you have two korahs right next to each other, lo bazok de lekabel ariach, that each one on its own, right, v'lo bazok de lekabel ariach, each one on its own is unable to balance this ariach on it, this half of a brick on it. However, if when you line them up next to each other, now they're a tefach, and if you put this ariach on it, this half a tefach, 1.5 tefach wide brick on these two things that are, these two korahs that are next to each other, then they have a tefach and they can balance it. So givaldik, it's fine, you don't have to bring another korah. And if even when you put them next to each other, it's not a tefach, and therefore you can't balance the sariach, then you have to bring a new korah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's a shtickle makel. He's a shtickle lenient. He says, "Im kablus sariach leorko shlosh tefachim, ein tzarich lavi korah acheres." Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that if even you could separate these two, meaning, whereas according to the Tanakhama, you have to put these two korahs next to each other and see if they're a tefach together. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, they could be, they could add up to less than a tefach, but you could spread them out and then put, you know, if you take this like brick, but not a 1.5 tefach brick, but a 3 tefach brick, like a full brick, but you could spread out the two korahs, right? And then you kind of can lay the brick across the two korahs. As long as they're strong enough to be able to hold this brick, even though they're not a tefach wide, but you could spread them out and put the brick, lay the brick on top, as long as they're strong enough to hold the brick. So then that's fine. But if they are too weak, that even, you know, when you spread them out and you put, you lay down the brick on top of them, they will crumble because they're too weak. So then you have to bring a different korah. Fine. Now, hayu achas lemaila v'achas lemato. What if one, right? So you had these two korahs that you need to join together in order to make the a kosher korah. Because, you know, on its own, it's not a tefach. And now you want to say that, you know, you put them next to each other, but one's all the way up and one's all the way low. And the question is, can you use them? So says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, no problem. It sounds like what we're saying is that he basically says, chavot rami. He basically says, well, we could view the top, you know, half korah as though we lower it down to the lower half korah, and we view the lower half korah as if we raise it up to the top half korah, and now we have our full tefach korah. As long as neither one of the half korahs are above 20 amis, and as long as neither one is below 10 tefachim, as long as they're within the 10 tefach to 20 amah range, we could, it sounds like what we're saying is that we could say chavot rami. So we see that as long as both of the half korahs are within the 10 tefach to 20 amah range, we could say chavot rami and view them as though they are together. So that is Rav Ashi's kasha against Rav Kahane. He says, how come you're saying that we only have to, we can only say chavot rami if the upper beam is a tefach wide? It sounds like from the korah that even if it's less than a tefach, we could say chavot rami, because we're saying as long as it's within the 10 tefach to 20 amah range, we could say chavot rami. So Omar le tritzvei ma'achi, so says Rav Kahane, I'll answer in the following way, rather explain it like this. So rather, what you're going to have to say is, as long as the upper half beam is within 20 amis, v'atachton esmucha lebepochus mishlosha, and the lower beam is within 3 tefachim of it. Inami b'vad shelo tehei tachton lemata me'asara, as long as the lower one is not lower than 10 tefachim, ela lemaila me'asara, rather it's above 10 tefachim, ve'elyon esmucha lebepochus mishlosha, and the higher beam, the higher half beam, is within 3 tefachim of it, avoshlosha, but if it would be 3 tefachim, distance. Kevin delays bay tefach lamin and chavut rami. Since the beams do not have a tefach, we cannot say chavut rami. So we're going to maintain the view that in order to say chavut rami, it would have to be a tefach limaise. Now says the Gemara, v'shatzilas mu b'mechamos akshera. All right. So the Mishnah had said that if there, right, if that when there's more shade than sun, so it's a kosher sukkah. So now, if we want to make a diuk, which of course we do because we're learning Gemara, so if we say that when there's more shade than sun, so it's a kosher sukkah, that implies that when they're equal, it's a pasul sukkah. But if we remember the first mission in the entire Masechta, be'idach pirkin, v'shechamosim mubim mitzilas psula. That the first Mishnah in the entire Masechta says that a sukkah that has more sun than shade is psula, implying implying that when they're the same, it's taka kosher. So our Mishnah is implying that when you have equal parts sun and shade, it is pasul. Yet our first Mishnah implies when you have equal parts sun and shade, it is kosher. So lo kasha, it's no problem. Kami lamaila, kami lamata, it depends if it's above or below. And let's go weiter for a second. This is like what people say, that when you have light that is like a zuz, a smaller size above, it's like an istra, which is a larger size below. Meaning that if it's equal parts of sun and shade, like in the schach, like if you have 50% schach and 50%, you know, schach gap, so it's mamish 50% schach and 50% gap, that's going to be possible, because what happens is when the light above, as it then spreads out below, it's going to spread out, you know, the light's going to spread, and below, therefore, like on the floor of the sukkah kilu, it's going to be basically like entirely light. It's going to be more light than shade. However, if on the floor of the sukkah, it's equal parts sun and shade, that means that above, it's much more shade than there is sun, because the sun spreads out when it gets to the floor of the sukkah. And we're saying if when after it's spread out and hits the floor, it's equal parts sun and shade, then that means that above, it's definitely more shade than sun. So when we say that if it's equal parts shade and sun, it's kosher, that's talking about on the floor of the sukkah. When we say when it's equal parts shade and sun, it's pasul, that's talking about in the schach, because that would be too much sun. Fine. Now, which is taka interesting, because, yeah, I don't know, because in order, so basically what it's saying is you have to have equal parts, if there's equal parts sun and shade on the floor of the sukkah, so then we're saying it's kosher because that means that there's more shade than sun on top. But what about if there's more sun than shade on the floor of the sukkah? Is it possible that you can have more sun than shade on the... Yeah, probably. That you can have more sun than shade... Probably. It's probably just a physics question. Is it possible you can have more sun than shade on the floor of the sukkah, yet still have more schach than sun on top of the sukkah? Kilu, do you have to add... Is it only considered having more shade than sun on the top of the sukkah if you have enough schach, so that even after the light fragments and spreads out and diffuses to the floor of the sukkah, kilu, I don't know what I just said, but do you have to like put enough schach so that once the light hits the floor of the sukkah, there's still more shade than sun on the floor? That might be a lot more than 50% schach. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer. It might depend on how tall your sukkah is, but... Or does it just mean that like you need kilu more than 50% shade on the top? I don't know. Interesting question. But definitely if it's 50% shade and 50% sun on the top of the schach, that would be not okay. Okay. Muva kimin bias, the Mishnah had said, if it's as thick as a house, Tanur Rabbanan, muva kimin bias. If the schach is as thick as a house, afapishen akuchav near mitocha ksheira, even though you can't see the stars, it's okay. But ain kochvei chama near mitocha. But what if you can't see the rays of sun? So thick that even the sun can't through. It's mamish dark during the day because even the sun can't get through. Beshame posun vesil machshirim. Beshame says it's no good. Besil says it's beseder chaver. That was the afchav base of Masechta Sukkah. I don't think it was so crazy. I don't know. Maybe everything's just relative these days. I'm telling you, man. Sukkah is a crazy mesechta. So anyways, so the Mishnah, we started today with a new Mishnah about this Sukkah Hamiduv Lelis. We saw machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what exactly a Sukkah Hamiduv Lelis is. Rav says that what it means is a sparsely schacht Sukkah. And as long as there's more shade than there is sun, so then beseder. Shmuel says what this means is that it's like it's a double layer schach sukkah, but like one piece lower, one piece higher, one piece lower, one piece higher, kazeh. Now we have machlokas between Abaye and Rava exactly how to explain Shmuel. That according to Abaye, which Shmuel's thing about like the different layers, like, you know, one up, one down, schach, is that they have to be, the two layers have to be within three tefachim of each other. Rava says, no, even if they're more than three tefachim of each other, it's beseder, because as long as the top layer, each, you know, thing is a tefach, so we could say chavot rami, that we kind of squash them together, and then we view it as though it is one sukkah, like one layer of schach, and that's beseder. And we said that as long as the top layer is one tefach, we could say chavot rami, but if it's less than a tefach, why we cannot say chavot rami? Then at the end, we said that basically you have to have equal, you know, if it's equal parts sun and shade on the schach, so then it's possible. But if it's equal parts sun and shade on the floor, so then it is kosher. And we had an interesting discussion at the very end about it, the thickness of the schach. So we said, look, if you can't see the stars, it's fine. But if mamish, no sun can come through, so Beis Shammai says it's a problem. Beis Hillel says it's okay. Chaver, that was the Afchav Beis of Masechta Sukkah. I hope you enjoyed. Have a great day. Cheers.